From the Financial Times in London, I'm Matthew Vincent and this is FT News. This week, Microsoft struck a landmark deal to acquire the online professional network LinkedIn for $26.2 billion. It's a deal that represents the technology group's largest ever acquisition and Chief Executive Satya Nadella's boldest attempt to transform one of the world's best-known companies. Having become the biggest software company in the world during the early days of the personal computing era, Microsoft has struggled to find growth in the smartphone era. Younger rivals such as Google and Apple have outstripped it in terms of both revenue growth and enterprise value. That's led Mr. Nadella, who took the helm in 2014, to develop a new strategy that goes beyond its trademark Windows products to provide software on a variety of platforms and devices. But can LinkedIn, which has seen its share price fall by 40% in just a single day this year, really help Microsoft succeed in the competitive professional software market? Well, to answer this and several other questions, I'm delighted to be joined by our US West Coast editor, Richard Waters. So, Richard, the first question that occurs is, what is the rationale behind this mega tech deal?
Well, Microsoft's biggest business these days is productivity software. It's all the tools that you and I use every day in our jobs, from word processing to the Outlook email service and so on. And the great thing for Microsoft is that these are services that work across many different platforms. You don't have to run a Windows computer to be using Microsoft services like these. And given that Microsoft has been shut out of the smartphone business, this is very important for them. So Satya Nadella has put huge focus here on trying to enhance the value of all of these services for business people, for workers, that can spread across different platforms. And the theory is, if you can combine all your LinkedIn information, all those profiles about professional people, of which there are more than 400 million on LinkedIn, and you can somehow inject that into work software, it all becomes more valuable. It's a bit of a stretch, I think, you know, to see these very different spheres of your life, your professional personal profile on LinkedIn and your work software that you use every day, somehow combining, but that's the idea.
And what sort of things might it allow Microsoft to do? I mean, some people have been suggesting that the Microsoft personal assistant Cortana would then be able to tell you all about your various contacts on LinkedIn before you meet with them and their sort of personal life and hobbies and interests and things. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, you can dream up all kinds of things at this point. And that's the great thing about giant acquisitions like this. You know, these companies conjure up all kinds of visions. We'll see if they can do it. But yes, in theory, Microsoft has all these tools that we use every day. And if you can somehow inject LinkedIn into all of them, then it gives incredible distribution to those LinkedIn profiles. And it means that wherever you are, if you want to find out about someone, you don't have to go to your Google or your LinkedIn page to search for them. They will just appear in the software before you. So you might be on a sales call if you're a salesperson, and the profile of the person you're talking to will just pop up. So it's that kind of integration they're dreaming of. And it ideally, if it works, it'll bring a new kind of social glue to business interactions, that everything will somehow become a little more personal when you know each other. At least that's the theory.
And how does that theory play into Microsoft's overall strategy in terms of the business areas it's looking to grow into and the companies that it's looking to compete with?
You have to think about, who is it in a business that has the most need for information about a wide network of people? And the first thing you think of is salespeople. You know, they're on sales calls all the time with leads they get, people they don't really know. The more information they can get about those people, the greater the chance they're going to be successful. And so, no surprise, LinkedIn has talked at various times over the years that we hear to Salesforce.com and other makers of CRM software. CRM is customer relationship management. This is the software that salespeople live on every day, about, you know, how somehow they can inject LinkedIn information into those products. So I think that's the first thing you have to think about Microsoft doing here, turning this information into something valuable for salespeople. And so for that particular class of business software, and it's a big market, suddenly the markets change. You know, Microsoft has this source of information it should be able to use. So I think we'll see that across all kinds of categories of software now, if Microsoft can make it work. And I think that's a very big if.
Especially given that LinkedIn doesn't seem to be making things work for its own business, at least not in the eyes of its investors. Things are not going to plan at LinkedIn, are they?
Yeah, LinkedIn has hit that stage that many of these very fast-growing online networks hit, and it can be death to them. It's when they suddenly see user growth slowing, engagement slowing. Engagement is the amount of time they can get people to spend on their network and get involved. And LinkedIn's real problem, I think, is, you know, it began as a job site. Effectively, their biggest business is selling recruiters access to their network. So if you're looking to hire someone, you pay LinkedIn a subscription and you can tap into the network and find people who might be good for the job you're filling. It's a great business, but it's finite. And I think LinkedIn is starting to bump up against the limits of that, and they haven't succeeded in really growing far beyond it. And for many users, you know, LinkedIn is quite an annoying service because you're getting constant prompts to update your profile or add more people. And a lot of people just see it as a job site. So they haven't got beyond that, and that growth limitation has hit them. The stock price has been hammered. Microsoft have to show that they can breathe life into this network and turn it into some real professional social network that has a life beyond recruiting. LinkedIn's been trying that for years. Now Microsoft is going to take up the challenge.
And is there any evidence to suggest that Microsoft will succeed in this particular challenge? Looking back over some of its more recent chunky acquisitions, there's not an awful lot to suggest that it's terribly good at integrating big purchases.
I think that's a massive understatement. I mean, it's awful at integrating deals. You could say that's partly because it picks the wrong deals. It paid more than $7 billion for Nokia's handset business more than 2 years, 3 years ago, and basically wrote most of it off. I mean, quite simply, it should never have done that deal. Wall Street hated it. It was trying to compete with Google and Apple in smartphones from a position of major weakness. So that was just a bad choice. But, you know, if you look back at other things they've tried, they paid $6 billion for an advertising company a few years ago, an online advertising company, wrote most of it off almost immediately as well. They paid $8 billion for Skype. They've never really integrated Skype into everything they do in a way that enhances its value. So they've been really atrocious at deal making. Now they're biting off something massive. I think that shows both the extent of their need and also, you know, the willingness of a new management under Satya Nadella to really gamble big, because Windows is going away, you know, their old core business. They need to do something. So they're taking a big risk.
They certainly are. And do you think that in so many years' time, there'll be a LinkedIn update saying that Satya Nadella, it's your ex-whatever anniversary of being at Microsoft? It always fires out these notifications, doesn't it? Do you think his future is going to be chronicled on LinkedIn?
I think he's had a fantastic honeymoon period at Microsoft that's gone on longer than anybody might have expected. More than 2 years, he's convinced Wall Street and the tech industry that he can reinvent Microsoft, he can make it relevant again, and it was really fading into irrelevance, or at least that was the risk. So he has a lot of goodwill behind him. And, you know, you have to admire him for taking on the big challenges here, but it also reminds you just how big a problem he has in front of him.
Indeed. $26 billion. That is a big risk. For now, Richard, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And for more on the Microsoft LinkedIn deal and all other tech stories, do remember to visit ft.com/technology.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.